Blake and Ava show. Good morning, Leanna.
Good morning, Blake. How are you today?
I'm just super. Thanks for asking.
I love you.
What is that even from? That's from some, I don't know what that's from. Super. It's from some TV show like South Park or something. All right. 33% of men, a lot. That's one third. One out of every three men say they're turned off by this when they see a woman for the first time. And my hint was that it may be even more apparent this time of year.
Yes. Do you want my answer?
I do.
I'm going to say teeth.
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 Because they're chattering?
Smile.
Nope, not teeth. Not teeth. Have a good morning, though. Thanks for playing.
All right. Love you guys. Bye.
Love you back. Bye-bye. Grace.
Yes.
What's your guess?
Too much makeup.
Too much makeup.
Good one.
Nope.
Nope.
Tiffany.
Yeah.
I think we're alone now. Hi, Tiffany. Good morning. I was singing Tiffany song. 33% of men say they're turned off by this in a woman.
Is it hairy legs?
Hairy legs. No.
Oh. I think we're alone now.
Okay. I had to get that out of my system.
Okay.
790-792-6278. I gotta say, I see some girls at yoga with hairy legs, and I'm, as a gay man, I feel like I have no right, you know, I'm not attractive to you in the first place. You know, just because I'm not attracted to women like that. But it kind of turns me off.
Mm.
I don't know.
Me too.
I get kind of judgy about it.
What about underarms?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But you know what?
I know.
If I had to shave it, I'd probably take a couple weeks off now and then, too. Let me see. Mark. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
Okay. One third of men, like yourself, say they're turned off by this when they see a woman for the first time. What's your guess?
My guess would be pale skin.
Pale skin. No.
Yeah.
But you're so close.
Oh,
that's a big hint. Audrey, what's your guess? One third of men say they're turned off by this when they see a woman.
Too much tanning.
Too much tanning.
Like fake tanning.
Fake tanning, yes. Yeah. I was going to give it to you anyway, but yes, specifically fake. Fake tanning is correct. Are you a tanner?
No. I rock the pale skin all year long.
Atta girl.
Yeah, good for you.
Atta girl.
You'll look younger than your friends.
You rub that SPF on every day.
Oh, yeah.
Congratulations, you're going to see a drag queen Christmas.
Woo!
The gals from RuPaul's Drag Race are part of the Naughty Tour. Drag Queen Christmas, which is at the State Theater Tuesday night, the 26th. Tickets at statetheaterportland.com. We are all set for a pair. Have a great time, okay?
Perfect. Thank you.
You got to get your info. Don't hang up. Don't hang up. Yep. One third of men. That's a lot.
I know.
Todd's here. Do you agree, Todd?
Yeah, one that's over the top. Yeah.
Right. If it's just like mild, like you just look like you got a little glow.
Right.
But that's really hard to do if with fake. Most of the time it looks fake.
Most of the time it looks like, yes, it's...
Way better than it used to be, guys.
Now we're flipping it over and going, okay, ladies, or gay guys, whichever, when it comes to men, what's like an instant thing that turns you off when you first look at them? This is 100%. It's not personality. It's not like long term. This is like when you look at someone...
First glance.
And you see this and you go, I'm not into that. Let me go to you first, Mark.
Yes.
I love it. Mark gets in and goes, oh, I can answer this. What do you think it is?
I think it's teeth.
You think teeth?
Yeah.
Yeah. So do you have good teeth?
Not the best, but okay. You know, the two chiclets in the front, you know.
You got the chiclets in the front and a little rotty in the back. It's like a mouth mullet.
No, not really. You know, just the two chiclets in the front and the rest are gone. You know, I look like Bugs Bunny. But,
oh, yeah.
I'm just kidding.
What's up, Doc?
That's Mark.
All right, Mark, thanks for calling.
All right, bud.
Aaron?
Yes?
When you look at a guy, something that's an instant turnoff.
Dirty hands.
Dirty hands.
Mm-hmm. Nails.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? See, for me, it depends. If it's just dirty because they're not clean, like they're not a clean person, that's different. If you're going out to dinner or something, But I don't know. There's something about like a little dirt under the fingernails from like working in the yard or gardening.
Yeah, hard
or...
worker.
Absolutely. And I'm a clean freak, so that freaks me out.
I only deal with men with manicured hands.
Well, if
actually.
The landscaper happens to break in and rough you up a little, maybe, but I mean, that's a different topic.
Yeah, exactly. Oh
my gosh.
No, it's not, because that's exactly the topic that we're talking about, because you like would not invite him in.
Fantasy 101 or
no,
something.
It's not. He has got dirty hands. You said that's the number one thing that would turn you off.
Well,
see, it's all fake.
No, it's not.
Fake news. All right, have a good morning. Thanks for calling.
Thanks. Bye, guys.
I want to get dirty.
No.
Well,
not with those hands.
Well, at least I know what dirty's been in.
I don't even know what that means.
Yes, you do.
Carolyn, you instantly are turned off if you look at a guy and you see what?
Vaping.
Mm.
Vaping?
Oh.
Yep.
Oh, vaping.
That's total turn off. Total turn off.
Yeah.
Because it's yucky or it's stupid.
Both. It's disgusting, stupid, and it leads to what Mark says, bad teeth. You know, gross. You might as well wear a sign that says, I'm a redneck and I still live in my parents'
Okay.
Wow.
Wow. That's a lot of assumptions. That's quite a jump. No, I'm not into the vaping thing either.
Let it out, girl.
You know what? Thanks for calling, Carolyn.
Oh, my.
Wow. 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 Oh, yeah, he's vaping. Oh, he's a redneck who lives in his parents' basement. Oh, okay.
And he's not going to have teeth soon.
Right.
I love her.
Yeah.
Carolyn.
Long, unkempt beard.
Yeah, I was
going to
say
a lot of
beard,
people
yeah.
are texting
I'm not
that.
A bushy girl. I mean, I'm not a girl who likes bushy faces, so.
God, did you get that, Blake?
We got all that, right?
All right.
Good. Okay. I'm not awesome. A bushy girl.
Great. Perfect.
I meant I don't like a lot of facial hair.
Oh, sounds like she's deep in the bush.
Oh, God.
Any other questions about this topic?
You know, what do you do in the bush?
Okay.
I don't even know what the context is.
What do you do in the bush? Bushwhacking. What is that? It's when you...
What is it, Eva? You tell us.
I think it's when you're going through the brush and you have to whack your way through to make a path, right?
Neck hair is another turnoff. A guy's got neck hair.
Oh, yeah.
Long fingernails.
Yeah, dude. You know what? I mean, in the old day, you used to have one that you would scoop the cocaine with, but that's
What
are you talking about? You lived a crazy life.
Yeah.
Really crazy life.
What?
Some guys would have long nail, and it was usually like the pinky. They would scoop it into their bag of coke. This is a long time ago, people. Don't, you know, try and mirror my life.
No, don't worry.
Wait, so, okay, back in the day when you were living this life of...
It was, you know, the L.A. music life.
Wow.
Music scene life. Yeah.
Crime.
Or sometimes they would have one long nail for as a guitar pick, I guess.
No.
What are you talking about?
Guys who play the guitar, the acoustic guitar will sometimes have longer nails so they could play it. Yeah,
right.
But they didn't have one long nail.
Then that was
that
their coke
was just
nail.
The cocaine, guys. And I don't even know if that's true.
It is.
Okay.
Man.
So back then, what was your type, Eva?
I appreciate a nice long finger.
Okay. All right.
Oh, man.
And I guess if you needed like a back scratch, it could be good for that too. Right.
Do you ever stick your finger and give a little itch?
That's, yep.
Wow.
By the way, the topic was what would be a turnoff in men? And somehow Eva brought up coke nail from the 70s. And I'm not sure if that was a turnoff. Or
forget bushwhacking.
He could be a catch. Yeah. Yeah, oh you be God. Careful you don't break that long coke nail when you're bushwhacking.